Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. You're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. I'm your host again this week, Jeffrey Guy. Dolores is away on vacation, having fun in the sunny south. So, well, what a week we've had. What a week we've had. Of course, everybody knows in the news this week is the Russia invading Ukraine. They started out the week saying that they were going to do a police action in a couple of the eastern states, and then they went big time full invasion. So this invasion, it really did drive our markets wild. Thursday morning, waking up, the markets were almost limit up. Actually, winter wheat was limit up, and corn, soybeans, spring wheat, where they were really close. Things were going wild, higher. Lots of target orders hit on Thursday morning. Corn, over $300 for new crop. Beans, I think they get up to near $690 for new crop. No, $680, sorry. Wheat was going through the roof. Everything was just going wild. And then sometime during, by 9:30 or so on Thursday morning, things started to pull back. Soybeans on Thursday had a swing of over like $1.10 per bushel. You know, that's like $40 a ton. Corn pulled back. And then here on Friday, everything has gone negative. It's kind of a sad state of affairs. Today was a major risk-off day in the markets. I guess the uncertainty of what's going to happen over between Russia and the Ukraine, how that's going to affect supply chains. Everything's gone negative. The money market funds, the funds have been liquidating a bunch of their long positions today. And so as they liquidate, you know, the long position is they're betting on prices going up. And as they sell that off, it pushes prices lower. Nearby corn ended down 36 cents today. Soybeans down 70 cents. Wheat, old crop, new crop from 60, 75 to 83 cents down. Amazing that wheat went down, because Russia and the Ukraine, they export just under 30% of the world wheat market they control in exports. You would think if there's a problem in those two countries with this military things that Russia's doing, that it would disrupt supply and that would help wheat prices. However, the sanctions that the Western countries have put on, they're not impacting grain and the energy exports. So, like right now, I guess the market's really looking at this. After maybe a little bit of initial turmoil, it's going to be business as usual. So there's something, there's all in the news here about all these new sanctions, but they're not impacting grain and energy. So that's pretty major. So anyhow, for the week, prices, through all this volatility, corn prices, spot corn is unchanged for the week. New crop, unfortunately, is down about $9. So new crop is off about $25 from the high yesterday to the close today. That's pretty sad. I want to congratulate the people that had those target orders at $300, $305. And a few customers got in at $307, $308. Great numbers to get going. Soybeans, you know, they've been the one leading the markets the last bunch of weeks. This week, spot beans were down like $2, but new crop beans ended up down $20. And that's new crop beans. They peaked at about $6.80. They closed at $6.40. $40 swing from high to where it closed here. Massive numbers. Spring wheat market was down about $3 through all this volatility. And the winter wheat market was up $13 to $17 on old crop and new crop. Again, the theory is wheat should be jumping big time with this turmoil in Russia and the Ukraine. But again, the sanctions, and I found this so interesting, the sanctions are not impacting grain and energy exports. So let's talk about energy a little bit. Everybody's worried, everybody's worried about the price of oil and that, and how it's going to be affect our gasoline. Our oil started this week and right around $90 a barrel. You know what? It ended the week at $91.84. It went up over $100 here on Thursday morning, but it's pulled back. Again, this comes back to the sanctions are not supposed to impact energy exports. Our dollar was pretty wild this week. started the week at 0.784, ended at 0.787, but had a swing of about 120 basis points, 100 basis points one day, as all the turmoil and there was lots of money flowing to the U.S. dollar, but things have pulled back again today. So it just, it's been the week of big fluctuations, total uncertainty going forward. Nobody knows where these markets are going to go. We have to remember fundamentals do remain bearish for soybeans and corn. No, the South American crops are lower, especially in soybeans. We talked a lot about that in previous weeks. China is going to have to look to, the market thinks China is going to have to look to the U.S. for soybeans this year. You know, they've been pretty good buyers of the 22 crop so far, but very minimal on old crop. As reported this week, the crush margin in the U.S. is still very strong for soybeans. Fundamentals are good. Total uncertainty about how everything's going to be affected by these, what's happening in Russia and the Ukraine. And that's really where things are. You know, like the funds are, they're liquidating big time today. What is going to happen on Monday? What's going to happen over the weekend? Where are the markets going to open up on Monday? None of us know right now. I just want to reiterate one more time. It's big time volatility, big fluctuations, uncertainty. None of us know. Use some target markets or target pricing. Works good. Prices are still strong. Take advantage of them if you're worried about them going lower. Fundamentals are still strong. So let's see. Stay strapped in. Let's see where the ride takes us next week. Everybody, have yourself a good, safe weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Maybe say a prayer for everybody in the Ukraine, what they're going through. Very sad. And we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.